Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
John, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. What can I do with your face? What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. I hope you're having a great weekend, but boy, is it hot out there, isn't it? If you've been outside, you know why you want to get into your car or into your apartment and listen to this show, because you don't want to be outside right now. All right. I'm a little horse, which is something like a mule or a donkey. You know, little horse have a little bit of a cold. Noah laughed at that. He liked that one. So you might hear me cough once or twice during the show, hopefully not more than that, but we'll try and make it through. You know, these summer colds, the hottest day.
You are sounding magnificent this evening. In fact, I can't remember when you've sounded better under these kind of conditions.
Well, that's right. Now I have the tenor of the voice with the cold. You know, the hottest day of the century, right? That's what today was, of the century, I think. I'm making that up. It sounds good. But I have a cold. What are you going to do? All right. Well, this is the show about you, not about me, but about you. This is the plastic surgery show, the cosmetic surgery show. There's a difference, by the way. The skin show. That's what this is about. The dermatology show. I'm board certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry, the host of this show, which, by the way, is a call-in show. So we've got a phone number for you, an 800 number, 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. We are live tonight. Last week, we weren't live. We were a rerun, which is how I got my cold, going to a wedding in Maine, where it's supposed to be fun and hot, but I got the cold. Anyway, so tonight we're live. We're giving away bottles of daytime. That's the great sunscreen that I have, and it is great. It really is. It's an SPF 20 sunscreen. You need it this time of year. You absolutely do. It actually measures a 23. We round down. We can't round up. The FDA says that's a no-no, but we can certainly round down and give you more for your buck. So it's an SPF 20 sunscreen. There's zinc oxide in it, and that's the only sunscreen agent. It's the best one. It's the healthiest one. It has the broadest spectrum of all sunscreen agents, and it's one of only two that the FDA says is safe. Isn't that something? Yes, it is. So we've also got in it 5% niacinamide. Niacinamide is vitamin B3. That's really good for your skin. There's lots of good things to it. We'll talk about it maybe sometime during the show. There's also pantothenic acid. That's vitamin B5. And this bottle, this very special bottle of daytime, that's what we call it, will be yours if you give us a call and have a good question for me. You can't just call up and say, send me the daytime. 800-321-0710 is the number. We've got all sorts of things to talk about today. A great new study talking about Ulthera. I've been doing Ulthera, and here's the first cough. And I'll try not to do that too often. Noah says, push the cough button. That's what it's there for. All right. So we have a study about Ulthera. And Ulthera is high-energy focused ultrasound. It is a great technology that I've been doing for 9 years. And now another great study, we're going to talk about that talks about how good it is. Because it is. I love Ulthera. We're going to be talking about silicone injected into the face. I saw a patient this week who got it injected into her face by someone else. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're going to want to hear this story. So yes, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about you and your appearance and surgery coming up, all sorts of new things. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. No, we're going to take a very quick break now. We'll be back after these words.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% at 12 weeks. Daytime with niacin protects your skin, nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes your skin, and Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. WOR listeners, I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR2019 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
All right, we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. Do you know what the UV index was today? I bet you know it does. At 1 o'clock, that's when it peaks. 1 o'clock, it was 8.8. That's really high. You know, technically it can get to 11, but it rarely does. But if it's 8.8 and you're out in the sun more than 20 minutes, you are going to burn no matter what your skin color. Even if you have a lot of pigment in your skin, you're going to burn on days like this. So you need sunscreen. And the number to hang your hat on, by the way, when you need sunscreen is a 3. So if it's a UV index over 3, which it is almost all summer, except when it's really cloudy, if it's over 3, you'll want to use an SPF 15 sunscreen. All right, high energy focused ultrasound. In the United States, the only company is Ulthera. There are others around the world. I've been doing it for a long time. Let's talk about this. So what is Ulthera? It is a technique that tightens tissue, and it does it by using sound energy. So let's think a little bit about this. How could sound have energy? Well, we've all gone to parades, right? You stand on the side of the parade and the bass drum beats and you can feel your pants vibrating. And that means that sound energy has traveled from the drum to your pants and caused vibration. So there you know it. Sound has energy and it's been transmitted through the air to your pants. Well, we can take that energy and intensify it to the sound of a train. It would be so loud that you'd have to cover your ears, and that is the sound intensity of Ulthera. But you don't want to be deafened by it. We want to make it into what's called ultrasound. Ultrasound is beyond what you can normally hear. So ultrasound, high energy ultrasound, takes the energy of a train, the sound of a train, and it makes it so you can't hear it, and transmits it through the air and then focuses it underneath your skin. And you say, so what? What does that do? Well, what it does, actually, how many of you, when you were children, usually children will take a magnifying glass, right? You take it up to the sun on a day like today and aim it at some leaves and burn a leaf. I hope you didn't burn those caterpillars. But if you can actually burn a leaf and start a fire with a magnifying glass, because light can be focused and so can sound. And so ultrasound is focused underneath the skin and it actually burns your skin. And if I told you that, you wouldn't sign up for the procedure because you'd say, well, why would I want my skin to be burned? It's actually underneath your skin. Well, we use heat in all sorts of machines in plastic surgery. The laser uses light, which gets converted to heat, and other techniques, radio frequency, thermage is one of those. And thermage is one of those, as I said, that takes radio frequency, which is electric current, and turns it into heat. And ultrasound with this new one, relatively new, Ulthera, takes sound energy and converts it to heat underneath the skin. And your body does a typical reaction when it's exposed to heat. It takes that heat and what it does is shrinks the skin and generates collagen. And so that's what high energy focused ultrasound does. It causes you to shrink the skin and generate collagen. Well, that's a good thing, right? As long as it works. And I've been doing it for about 9 years. And the way I use Ulthera is to lift the eyebrows a little bit, to lift the jowls a little bit, and to tighten the skin of the neck a little bit. And it is an effective treatment. And I always enjoy seeing new publications This one is out of Europe. There were 75 patients that had the high-intensity focused ultrasound, and 3 months after their treatment, they were evaluated by independent dermatologists. And the good news is that virtually everyone had an effect, and that's good. And let's see, we have excellent results voted by 19% of the cases. So that's pretty good. And I've always told my patients, yeah, that's about it. We get about 20% of people that I say, wow. And this paper is just in line with what I've seen in my practice. 66% of the cases were moderately improved. You say, well, wait a minute, moderately, what does that mean? Well, that means it's noticeable when an independent observer looks at you 3 months later and you say it's noticeable. And that's a good thing because this is a non-invasive technology, completely non-invasive. In fact, the most non-invasive technology that we have to offer. It does not cause any wounds, and the chance of a side effect, well, you know, there is a small chance. I had one person who had a very temporary nerve injury. Well, you know, you can get that. And it came back after 2 weeks. In this particular study with the 75 patients, they also had one patient with a temporary nerve injury, came back after 10 days. What that tells me is that the machine works. It actually works. It can cause inflammation even near nerves. I've never seen a permanent one, nor have I seen one reported in the literature, so that's the good news. And I would say of all the procedures, including Botox and other things like that, Ulthera is probably the safest procedure. So here's a study that showed with 75 patients, which is a reasonable size study in plastic surgery, you had over 80% of people. In fact, what it was, 87% of people had either an excellent result or a what they considered to be a moderately improved result. And there were some that had less than perfect results, but no one said there was no improvement. So that's Ulthera, and that's good news for the people who sell Ulthera and who do Ulthera like myself. And it's also good news for you because there are a lot of people out there that just don't want surgery. They want non-invasive techniques that can help you look better, and Ulthera now is one of those. It can help tighten the skin of the neck, it can lift the jowl, and it can also lift the brow, and it does that moderately, modestly, not the same way as a facelift, but that's okay if you don't want surgery. All right, we're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. 800-321-0710 is the number. We'll be back after these words. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your skincare, Dr. Perry? Well, here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% and visual signs of aging by 44% at 12 weeks. That's huge. And that's real. Daytime with niacin protects, and nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes. And Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping if you use the WOR2019 code. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY to order. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits, like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
We're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WOR's What's Your Wrinkle program. I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry. So we've got a great show planned for you. But before we get to our Robert Wood Johnson guest, I saw a patient this week who was injected with silicone. And it's silicone. Is it silicone? In this case, I guess it's silicone because it's a silicone type of liquid that was injected. Technically, it's called silicone. There are subtle differences. This particular material was injected into her face. It's a permanent filler. And you say, well, why don't I use it? Why doesn't Dr. Perry inject this? And why don't I talk about it? Well, silicone is not FDA approved to be injected into the face for wrinkles or for soft tissue augmentation. It is FDA approved for an ophthalmological indication, and that's a retinal detachment. Ophthalmologists sometimes use this material. And so it's available, and this person said, well, the doctor who injected it in New Jersey said it was off-label. And I said, you know, I'm not good at hiding my thoughts. I tell my patients what's on my mind. It's not allowed to be injected off-label because drugs can be used off-label. So if I had Botox, for instance, and it's FDA approved for wrinkles between the brows and I wanted to use it for wrinkles on the elbow, which I wouldn't, well, it's FDA approved for that. It's actually FDA approved and allowed off-label. But a filler is considered an implant, and that goes under a completely separate regulation for the FDA, and it is not allowed. And some people have said it's actually a felony to inject silicone or one of those things into wrinkles. And in fact, the federal government did get orders against a few dermatologists maybe about 20 years ago, if I recall. No names will be mentioned. But I told the person, you know, it's a problem. And she was told that if she had this injected into her cheeks, it would lift her cheeks and maybe obviate the need for a facelift, which is called the liquid facelift. And meanwhile, her cheeks, where the cheeks should be, were down to the middle of her cheeks because silicone has the characteristic of generating scar tissue and lots of it. We'll talk more about that after our break, but I do want to get to our Robert Wood Johnson guest, Dr. Matthew Tremblay. Matthew, is that how I pronounce your name?
Yes, I usually say Tremblay, but Tremblay is fine.
Wait, we said the same thing. pretty darn close. All right. Dr. Tremblay is a neurologist who specializes in multiple sclerosis at St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, New Jersey. And he's a member of the Barnabas Health Medical Group. And these are both part of RWJ Barnabas Health. He's the co-director of the Multiple Sclerosis Comprehensive Care Center. Well, you know, multiple sclerosis is so, so common. There's 200 cases diagnosed each week, and that's why it's an important topic to talk about. So, Dr. Tremblay, thanks for taking time on your Saturday evening. Tell us first, what is multiple sclerosis?
Sure. So thank you for having me, Dr. Perry. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease where the immune system of the patient is attacking normal nervous tissue in the central nervous system. And that includes the optic nerve, the brain, and the spinal cord. And for most patients who have multiple sclerosis, the attack from the immune system results in an episode where they'll experience symptoms related to where the immune system is causing inflammation. And in the long run, these attacks can cause enough damage where there may be some long-term disability.
So it's a scary thought. And, you know, I know my daughter a few months ago wound up having a Bell's palsy. And for a few minutes there, the neurologist thought that might have been multiple sclerosis. And I can tell you personally, the fear in a patient and the family is something else when they start talking about that. So how common is it?
So there have been some recent studies that suggest that multiple sclerosis might be more common than we initially thought. So historically, people have talked about multiple sclerosis being about 1 in 1,000 people would be affected in the United States. And more recently, it seems that maybe it's twice that. So more recent estimates suggest that about 1 in 500 people in the U.S. are affected by MS. So there are nearly 1 million people in the United States and about 2.5 million people worldwide who are affected. And it does appear to be a much higher risk for women as opposed to men. It's about a 3-to-1 ratio.
Now there's a geographic, this is something that's very interesting, a geographic difference in the chance of getting multiple sclerosis. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you look at a heat map of the United States where multiple sclerosis is the most prevalent, what you'll find is that the northernmost states across the U.S. are where the highest rates of multiple sclerosis occur. And if you look at southern states like Texas, Florida, you'll find that it's a much lower rate of multiple sclerosis. And the reason for this is not entirely understood. But one of the risk factors we do know about in the development of MS is vitamin D deficiency. And so it's thought that perhaps this relationship is related to a higher rate of deficiency in vitamin D. And so in places like Minnesota or Maine, the rate of MS may be as high as 1 in 400, whereas in the southern states you may see something as low as 1 in 2,000 people affected by MS.
Yeah, that is absolutely fascinating. I've been talking about vitamin D, the need for vitamin D, for years and years on this show. And, you know, I know dermatologists would have you live in a cave and never go out and never get exposed to ultraviolet light. But we've lived in harmony with the sun for hundreds of thousands of years and developed good reasons for that. Not only do we make vitamin D, but now another link to sun exposure of where it's healthy for you. So very, very interesting. And I know that's theoretical, but I find that really fascinating. Tell us, what are the early signs of multiple sclerosis and how does it present?
So the typical patient with multiple sclerosis, the diagnosis is usually going to be made in the ages 20 to 40. And the symptoms are generally depending on where the inflammation is attacking the nervous system. And so the most common things that will result in an attack where the patient ends up at their primary care doctor or an emergency room with symptoms are going to be numbness in an arm or leg or some part of their body. Another one of the very common symptoms is going to be vision loss. There's a type of attack we refer to as optic neuritis, where patients experience usually dimming or changes in vision in one eye, and it's often associated with some pain behind the eye. There are a number of other things that can happen, like difficulty with walking, double vision, but generally less common than the numbness or optic neuritis that I described.
So those are the symptoms, but how do you as a neurologist make the diagnosis?
So the diagnosis is generally one that is reached as a result of the MRI. So the patient will present to one of their doctors, either primary care or emergency room, with a symptom that cues their doctor to order an MRI. And when the MRI of their brain is obtained, the changes that are related to the damage from multiple sclerosis have a fairly typical appearance for most patients. And so the brain MRI is really where most of the diagnostic criteria are established and often where I'm able to decide how likely it is that somebody has multiple sclerosis as opposed to some other cause of their symptoms. Occasionally, somebody will have very few what we refer to as lesions, little areas of damage on the MRI, and that may lead to requiring additional testing, like testing spinal fluid after a lumbar puncture.
Okay, so now, if someone is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, does it always progress? Can it just stay sort of quiet for a long time? What happens?
So that's an interesting question. The prognosis with a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis does vary very widely from patients who appear to live completely normal lives, some even who are not on any treatment for their MS, and never experience the progression, to people who have frequent attacks and develop progression very early on in their disease. So the majority of patients who have multiple sclerosis have the form that we refer to as relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, where their multiple sclerosis involves these attacks with new symptoms, and on the MRI we can see new areas of damage on the brain or the MRI. In the era where treatment is available to patients, which is basically from about the early 90s up to today, we think that the access to treatment is preventing people with multiple sclerosis from going on to have disability by preventing these attacks and decreasing the amount of damage that's accumulated in their nervous system.
Well, that is very interesting, and that brings us to the St. Barnabas Medical Center, which has a multiple sclerosis comprehensive care center. So tell us about this. Why should people go there as opposed to just their family doctor if they happen to have this diagnosis?
Sure. So one of the advantages of going to a comprehensive multiple sclerosis center like ours is that we are able to provide a very high level of quality. You know, it all starts with a very patient-focused approach to treating multiple sclerosis. We try to individualize the care that's available to patients. We listen to people's stories, address the issues and problems that come up. And there are sort of two arms to the approach to treating multiple sclerosis. So one is choosing the right long-term treatment to prevent the patient from developing more damage and taking a risk of having disability. And the other is understanding what are the things about the multiple sclerosis that are impacting the patient's life right now, the symptoms that are limiting what they do with their daily lives. And at the St. Barnabas Comprehensive Multiple Sclerosis Care Center, we have a multidisciplinary team that includes two board-certified neurologists who are both specialized specifically in multiple sclerosis. We have a very large nursing staff to address patients' calls, questions, concerns, education. We have social workers to help deal with psychosocial support and navigators to help make sure that people are getting what they need in terms of their care and resources.
Well, I am very happy that you've been a guest on the show tonight, Dr. Matthew Tremblay. If I can get your name right, that would be wonderful. But, you know, it is a interesting field, but it's also a field that's changed so much. There's these treatments now that you have that can postpone the progression. And so tell us about those treatments.
Sure. So the treatments for multiple sclerosis have really only been available since, as I said, about the early 1990s. The original treatments that were developed were mostly injected therapies. So the first wave of medications were the interferons, and then later there was a medication called glutaramer acetate, or branded as Copaxone, that came along. And those were, you know, as I said, both injections and also associated with some side effects. And looking back, compared to the medications that have become available over the last decade, probably much less effective than the things that we have access to now. And so the armamentarium of treatments now includes oral medications that patients can take to prevent attacks, as well as infused medications that are what we call biologics or monoclonal antibodies that really have a very high potency and are able to really prevent any relapses from happening. And the long-term outlook, we hope, is that that'll prevent people from developing the long-term disability that can sometimes occur with the damage from multiple sclerosis.
And I'll tell you, it has changed so much. And, you know, you've been around a while as a neurologist. And the treatment for multiple sclerosis 30 years ago was so limited. And now there are all these developments. And because of centers like the one at St. Barnabas that you run and others, and the research that's been done in multiple sclerosis, it's given real hope to the many, many hundreds of thousands of people in the United States with the illness. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Matthew Tremblay. Now, you have a phone number for the Multiple Sclerosis Comprehensive Care Center in Livingston, New Jersey. Go ahead and give it out.
Yeah, if you'd like to make an appointment, you can reach our center at 973-322-7484.
Once again, that's 973-322-7484. And I want to thank you again for taking time on your Saturday evening. Those of you who are listening who are interested in this topic, Robert Wood Johnson has a great website. It's www.rwjbh.org. And you can learn more about multiple sclerosis and choose any of the physicians on the staff of the many hospitals at Robert Wood Johnson and at St. Barnabas and Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick. So thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. There's more to the show, so stay tuned. We'll be back after these words.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Botox, wrinkle fillers, a rejuvenating facial laser, or Ulthera might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs with my new Vectra 3D camera to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820 or 732-422-9600. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Give me a call. We'll send you a bottle of daytime. So before the wonderful interview with Dr. Tremblay, we were talking about silicone being injected into the face. I saw a woman this week. I saw another person a few months ago in New York. It is being done. Please don't have this done. You know, a lot of people think that because this filler is permanent, it's better. But I always say if you've got a problem, if you get a problem with the filler, it's also permanent. And I'll never forget, and I tell this story every few years on this show, when I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a woman who had silicone injected into her face. So it's not new. It's 30 years it's been around. People have been trying to use this substance, and it's no better. It's no more pure. It's not a matter of purity of material. It's the fact that it's a foreign body. Anyway, this particular woman had it injected into her face and developed a non-related infection from something else, which infected the silicone. And that is a principle in your body. Like those of you who have heart valves or hip replacements, you're told by your doctor to use antibiotics when you go to the dentist. And the reason for that is because bacteria get into your blood and they're usually quite harmless unless you've got what's called a foreign body in your body, which could be a heart valve or a graft of some type or an artificial joint or something like that. Or in this case, it's silicone injected into your skin. So if bacteria get into your skin and sort of sit next to the silicone, they can begin to multiply. Your body cannot get rid of that infection. And so this particular woman in Chicago had to have half of her cheek removed by the team that I was part of. And then we did a microsurgical free tissue transfer to bring other skin from another part of her body into her face. It's a terrible story. And it's one of the reasons why it's not approved for use for this particular use. But that doesn't stop doctors from doing it. And I always cringe when I see things like that. There's nothing I can do. I can't remove that silicone. This person wanted more filler and wanted a facelift. And, you know, maybe we can do something, but there's certainly higher risks and a lifelong risk of infection when you get silicone injected into your face. So please, if you're listening to the show, don't do that. We've got some great fillers out there. We have mostly hyaluronic acid fillers now. The Juvederm products I use a lot of, the new ones, like something called Volbella, which goes in the lips and the little wrinkles around the mouth, and Volore, I love these names, goes into the nasolabial folds and the marionette lines, and then we've got Voluma. They're all Vs. Juvederm likes to do that. It's the Allergan company, which is a very innovative skincare and medical company. So I use these different fillers, and some of them stay as long as 2 years, like Voluma in the cheekbones, almost 2 years, and the others are a little more than a year. There was a study done a few months ago that showed that the Voluri and the Voluma, you know, they're different types, can stay about, I guess it's 2/3 of people maintain the effect for a year, which is pretty good. pretty good. You might say, well, I want longer. But, you know, when it gets much longer than that, it becomes a semi-permanent or permanent thing. And as I mentioned, if you get a problem from that, that problem is permanent and you can't get rid of it. So one of the principles in plastic surgery is that if we put something in your body, it needs to be either retrievable. That means we can take it out, like a breast implant that has a problem, or it needs to dissolve, like the hyaluronic acid fillers. Those are the principles and the reasons I just talked about. So anyway, when we do find a situation like this, it just brings it back, and I want to mention it to you. Don't inject those things. There's one out there that is FDA approved, and it's called Belafil. Belafil has methyl methacrylate in it. That's a plastic and collagen. And even though it is FDA approved and allowed, I advise my patients not to use that for the same exact reasons of the silicone. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, and fairly critical of things in plastic surgery, like I just mentioned, the silicone. Those of you who have listened to me in the past know that I've been very vocal about Brazilian butt lifts. No, I don't do them. No, I never will do them. I wrote an article on USA Today a few months ago that got a lot of attention and a lot of attention. And in fact, I was just invited to speak at the American Society of Plastic Surgeons meeting in San Diego in the fall. I am the guy speaking about why the Brazilian butt lifts should be banned. And it's going to be a debate. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm going up against other plastic surgeons that believe it should not be banned. So I will bring my bulletproof vest, and it should be an interesting session at the American Society of Plastic Surgeons meeting in the fall. I'll keep you informed and maybe even play a segment, but that's a few months away. All right, the phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. How many of you have used Plexiderm? I've been talking about it for a long time, almost a year on this show. And you've seen the commercials on TV. John Greenhut, my good friend, has some new commercials out that are absolutely spectacular. If you look at the commercials, you say, can't possibly work. That's fraud. Guess what? It's not. It actually does work. Plexiderm is a silicone material, just like I talked about. It's safe if you put it on the skin. You just don't want to inject it into your skin. So Plexiderm, not my product, it is John Greenhut's product, is a wonderful temporary fix for lower eyelid bags. A lot of people think that the eyelids are the upper lids. Well, there's four eyelids. There's the uppers, and then there's the lowers. This goes on the lower eyelid, and as it cures, you could think of that as drying. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes. It shrinks a little bit and kind of holds in that bag, and it looks like you're younger and you don't have the eyelid bags. But if you wash it off immediately or 8 hours later, the bags come back. So it's very temporary. You can use it on wrinkles of the around the eyes, like the crow's feet. You can use it on wrinkles of the neck. It is a phenomenal substance. It's called Plexiderm. I wish it were my product. It's not, but I am advertising it with an 800 number for you. You get 50% off if you use it. 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. You get up to 50% off if you use that number. If you use another number that you see on another advertisement, you don't get the 50% off, so you have to use this one. It's 800-925-9963. If you do use it, give us a call on the show. Tell us how you like Plexiderm. All right, again, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. We have Linda on the line. Linda, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, thank you. I had gone to a doctor a few weeks ago because I got this bump, this thing sticking up on my middle finger.
Were you at a Trump rally? I'm sorry. That was a joke.
Sorry?
Just kidding.
I will not repeat that. I missed all the good things.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. Tell me about this lump on your middle finger.
I had no idea. I thought it looked like maybe a bone or a tumor or something. So I had to go to the doctor, and I went, and I was told this is called a Gregorian cyst. And
no, not a Gregorian cyst. A ganglion cyst.
No, somebody else said that.
Uh-huh, but my doctor a Gregorian cyst.
Right. Somebody else said ganglion. I think a pharmacist said that, but no, my doctor said a Gregorian cyst. So She said I should soak it. So that's what I did. And it doesn't do, you know, it's the same. It doesn't do anything.
Okay. Hang on a second now. A Gregorian cyst. So if there is a Gregorian cyst, that's one that I don't know anything about. I don't think that is correct. I think it's a ganglion cyst. It is on the back of your finger, correct?
No, on the top. On the top, the middle finger, it's on the...
All right, put your finger up to the radio so I can take a good look at it. Now, we can't do that, of course. All right, so here's the deal. If there's a cyst on your finger, you need to see a hand surgeon. Hand surgery is one of the parts of plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is a very broad field. I'm a plastic surgeon, but I don't do any hand surgery. But my colleagues at Cornell and Columbia do hand surgery, and that's who I would suggest you give a call to, because that's not something you're going to... In the old days, they would take these ganglion cysts and smash them with a Bible, right? You know, and break... You don't want to do that. It'll come back. So if you have a ganglion, I've never heard of a Gregorian cyst. I'm sorry. You might have stumped me, but I'll check after the show. A ganglion cyst, however, is a very common cyst of the finger. Who told you it was a Gregorian cyst, by the way?
My doctor. I've been going to for a while.
And what kind of doctor was that?
A regular, just primary care doctor.
Okay. Local. Well, that doctor, I think, unless... And you can call me back next week and tell me I'm wrong, but I think that doctor was wrong. It's a ganglion, probably. So a ganglion cyst is a clear cyst that is connected to the joint, and it cannot be treated non-surgically. It requires excision by a hand surgeon. A hand surgeon is a plastic surgeon that has done, hang on one second, I promised some coughs during the show, so I pressed the mute button. A hand surgeon that has done it's a plastic surgeon that has done a 1 year or sometimes a 2 year extra hand surgery fellowship. So I haven't. I don't do hand surgery anymore. We did in the residency. But that's who you need, okay? So give them a call. My folks, if you want to call my office, we can give you the name of someone individually at New York Presbyterian Hospital who I work with on the faculty. But I'm not going to give the name on the air like this. But that's what you'll need because it will not go away on its own. All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. We'll be back after these words. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your skincare, Dr. Perry? Well, here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% and visual signs of aging by 44% at 12 weeks. That's huge, and that's real. Daytime with niacin protects, and nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes. And Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping if you use the WOR2019 code. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY to order. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Botox, wrinkle fillers, a rejuvenating facial laser, or Ulthera might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs with my new Vectra 3D camera to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820 or 732-422-9600. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The number here is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So now there's a Gregorian chant, and there's a ganglion cyst, but there is no Gregorian cyst. So I think that family doctor had it a little wrong. Now, I could be very embarrassed after this show if someone turns up with a Gregorian cyst, but I have a pretty good background. I don't think I'm going to be wrong here. We'll see. All right. Noah tells me we've got, I don't know the name of the next person, so you can, it's Jill. Jill, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle, Jill?
First of all, I love your show. It's great. So thank you for all the great information.
I appreciate that.
And I'm actually calling to thank you for talking about Plexaderm, because I got it.
Okay. All right. Now, this is not a paid commercial here.
I do not work for
them. I don't know, Jill, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm a hairdresser, and it works so well on me that I would sit my customers down on the in the chair. I'd put the Plexaderm on. By the end of the haircut, they had no bags under their eyes and a great haircut.
And no hair on their head.
Right. But within 12 minutes, 15 minutes, it was amazing, really, how it really works great.
Well, and that's it is a very good product. And, when it first came out, John asked me, what's that?
I'm sorry. Especially in conjunction with your great products. You're made in the shade.
Aren't you a good spokesperson for me? Good. Yeah, and I always say, so my products are real skincare, and it's different. John's products, the Plexaderm, it's more like a makeup artist would use. It's the same concept if you think about it. You're going to cover imperfections with makeup, and you cover, in this case, bags under the eyes with a type of makeup. My nighttime has vitamin A and vitamin C and fruit acids and milk thistle, which is a great ingredient. And all these things work over time, over many weeks, months, and years to improve the quality of your skin and decrease the appearance of wrinkles and things like that. And it works along with Plexaderm because, let's face it, you're not going to get rid of all your wrinkles with skincare. No, you're not. You could get rid of a lot with surgery, but for some odd reason, and I can't quite figure this out, not all of you want to be operated on. I don't know, so that's why there's Plexaderm. All right, Jill, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. I'll give out the Plexaderm number one more time. This sounds like an infomercial for John Greenhut. 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. If you want the Plexaderm. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR 800-321-0710. So this week I saw something interesting. I've been taking care of patients for 32 years in my practice and exclusively cosmetic surgery for more than 20, mostly cosmetic surgery for all 32. And it's very rare to see someone that comes in with jowls with no extra skin or bands in the neck. And this week I saw a woman who was 61 years old and she had aging of her cheeks and jowls, but no bands. Now, if you look in the literature, the platysma muscle, that's your word for the day, by the way, the platysma, that's the muscle of the neck that gives you those two Katharine Hepburn bands of the neck. And if you're over 55, I would say, in my experience, 98% of you have the platysmal bands. But if you look in the anatomy books, in the studies that have been done on cadavers, this is interesting, it is about 90%. But again, in my experience, most people have those bands. Those other 10% of people have a continuous layer of muscle and never get the band. But I don't see that. Maybe it's because I see a selected population of women who come to me because they have the bands. Maybe that's the reason I'm not seeing those of you who are lucky enough not to get that turkey gobbler. But this week I did. And so thinking about this and discussing this with this woman, she doesn't need the typical facelift that I usually do. And the typical facelift I do is called a short scar facelift. I make incisions in front of the ear. I don't go into the hairline anymore. I don't go behind the ear except for a very short distance, but I go in front of the ear and I lift the skin to about a half an inch or so from the nasolabial fold, sometimes an inch, it varies. And then I do a two-layered facelift, lifting up that second layer called the SMAS. You don't need to remember that, but that second layer lifts the jowl aggressively. So we do a SMAS facelift and a short scar facelift, and then I make an incision underneath the chin, and I approach the muscles in the neck and sew them together like a corset. And in most of my patients, probably I would say 98% of facelifts that I've done, I do that operation because almost everybody I see needs that. But this woman I saw this week was quite certainly not going to need that operation because her muscles were together. They were a continuous band. So she will have a little bit of liposuction of the neck and then have cheek lifts. So instead of a full facelift, I don't need to make the long incision underneath the chin and approach those muscles. Now we can just do the short scar facelift, and it's really a cheek lift with liposuction of the neck. Just an interesting variant, and the longer I'm in practice, the more interesting things I see. So some of you who have that exact issue could we say get away? I hate using that term. Get away with a lesser operation. You don't have to have that full facelift. You don't have to have that incision, and it's a shorter procedure. So it takes me about 4 hours to do a facelift. If we eliminate that platysmaplasty part, bringing the bands together in the neck, it removes about an hour from the facelift. So that's good for everybody. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number at WOR, 800-321-0710. And the question then comes up, well, when then can you only have liposuction of the neck? Because I just said I'll do suction of the neck because I don't need to tighten the muscles. What about not lifting the cheeks at all? Well, and that is a possibility. It's a procedure that I do often in younger people as young as 20 because it's a genetic thing that you have a little bit of fat in the neck. You can be 125 pounds and have fat in the neck, and it blunts your neck, and you look like you're heavier. But you're actually lighter. Often that's associated with a small chin. So a great operation is to take make an incision and place a chin implant through the same incision that I do liposuction of the neck and jowls. It can be done under local anesthesia, almost always with some sedation. And the sedation, it's really for anxiety. It really is, because a lot of people are worried about surgery, and you know they're worried about, you know, what's going on, and their blood pressure tends to go up. So an anesthesiologist is something that I think is very important to have in these procedures, because the anesthesiologist is your pharmacologic psychiatrist. It'll, with just a few drugs like Versed or Propofol or something like that, the anesthesiologist can make you calm and you're happy. A lot of people literally smile during the procedure because there's no pain, because we've numbed you up. And while you were numbed up, you were quite zonked by the anesthesiologist. So we do the procedure and you don't feel it. A lot of you try and talk during the procedure, but that's not a good thing, because one thing I learned in medical school, the mouth is connected to the neck. And when the mouth moves, it makes it much more difficult for me to do my operation. But liposuction of the neck and jowls, I call it one of the biggest bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery, because through an incision, if we're not putting a chin implant in, we can make a 1/4-inch incision. It's a little tiny incision. We make a little tiny incision under each ear, and I introduce a dilute lidocaine solution, not too large amount, enough to make you numb and comfortable. And then it kind of feels, believe it or not, like a vigorous massage. It really does. You don't feel any pain. And we suction out anywhere from 3 ounces to, I think my world record is 8 or 9 or maybe 10 ounces of fat. I've written a chapter in a plastic surgery textbook that's online. It's called eMedicine.com. That's eMedicine.com. If you go to that website and put in my name, Dr. Arthur Perry, that's who you're listening to, and liposuction of the neck and jowls, you'll come up with that chapter. Yes, it's written for plastic surgeons, but it's always fun to take a look at chapters like that, and I have an awful lot of experience doing that particular procedure, as well as many of these other cosmetic surgery procedures. So go to it, and you'll enjoy that. And if it's appropriate for you, you can give my office a call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. So in the last couple minutes of the show, let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, natural skincare. What does that mean? There's really no such thing. And the reason there's no such thing as natural skincare is because humans are not supposed to put anything on our skin. And if you think about it, you know, I thought we evolved as human beings just 50,000 something years or something. But if you read that article in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, it looks like humans, Homo sapiens have been around for maybe 500,000 years or so, a lot longer than we thought. Well, we evolved with mechanisms to detoxify most of the things we eat. So if you go in the woods and pull a berry off a bush and eat it, and it happens to be poisonous, hopefully you won't die because your body has mechanisms to take care of that. And the first one is just the bitter taste of that. You spit it out. But we don't have mechanisms to deal with the stuff we put on our skin. So next week's show, this is a teaser for next week's show, we are going to talk all about the toxicity of products that you put on your skin, the things that cause hormonal changes in your body, the things that cause actual toxicity and danger to you. So next week's show is going to be devoted to that topic, how our evolution has not helped us because it's a new phenomenon that we're putting all this stuff on our skin. So tune in next week. That's your little teaser if you make it through this week of 100-degree weather, and hopefully you all will, if you stay inside and listen to my podcast. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry, and you'll sign up, like it, and you can get all the information about cosmetic surgery. And if you go to drperrys.com, that's the website, you can order, I think, the greatest skincare on earth. I'm quite biased, of course. Noah, I want to thank you for getting me through this show with a cold and with coughing, and have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye now.